thought you might like to see this little road trip today. We're going to Bishop Inn. That's where town is to us. But coming down off of these mountains here, of course the snow's off the side of the road now. But you can see those Sierra Mountains. They're beautiful. That's a picturesque sight, and of course the White Mountains are also. haul hay out on triples out of Nevada, and then California dairies and things come up here and load up here and take it on in the California on doubles or singles.
Cleaned out because
they expect a great big runoff this year. Record snowfall. A young boy up here, which is 70 years ago, almost every restroom and every church, every restaurant, gasoline station or whatever said flush twice, LA needs water. Railroad run about down through here. carry all the produce to Los Angeles, etc. Used to be a dude ranch here someplace. I can't remember where it was now. Live on the side of the road and there are RVs and things down by the rivers. Beautiful mountains and this beautiful little jewel of a town here. Got the Choo Choo Swap Meet up here in May and October. Carly Guys, as you see there, she's been missing for several years now. I'm the one victim to the cartels. Today. Okay, remind me to do that. We have a Polio Loco here. Only Smoke Barbecue and Carl Jr. and the world famous Eric Chatz Bakery. Bishop City Park. I used to take Thomas and Dakota to swim. There's a swimming pool there. I used to like to feed the ducks. There's a lot of wild ducks here. Semi-tame ducks also. And geese. Alley there is a pretty good place to eat, but it's pretty expensive too. And you can see we're going to the town. We've got a McDonald's even. To the left, that used to be Bank of America. Now it's, I don't know what. There's Whiskey Creek, which is a pretty good place to eat also. Jack's Waffle Shop. Max Sporting Goods. Taylor Shoes used to be right there. That building. Over here to the bank. I'm going to shut this off. Up Highway 395 right now.
That's for 1 year.
The camera phones are on. Yes. Sierra Highway, I think is what it's called, but it's 395. this goes up to Mammoth. It's all the beautiful mountains ahead of you. And coming up to the mahogany smoked meat. Really good bacon. It's really high. Also. AutoZone, the Big Five. Domino's Pizza. Here we go into Rite Aid store where we have some things to pick up. Beautiful mountains up there. That's pretty good scenery to look at, isn't it, Marilyn?
Yeah.
All right, we'll turn that off for now. Here we are. We're going to go through the Paiute Reservation. We're here at Sierra Highway. Highway 395. I need to buy two storage containers from this person right there. Going down to the reservation here. I came in here about 1950s and 60s and built a whole lot of houses for these Paiutes. Guys, kind of speeding. It's a 25-mile-an-hour speed zone down through here. Big mountains in the background there. Elm trees over here. Black Locust. Line Street, and this might be Sierra Highway. I'm looking for something here. Going up Line Street, and we're going to go up the mountains just a little bit. Going by Duane's Friendly Pharmacy, a real pharmacy, other than Walmart or some other place. It's a real local pharmacy, and people just love it here. Bishop Hype School, and then the Northern Indio Hospital, where they saved Marilyn's life. We're going to take a little drive up in the hills here for a short while. Pioneer Lane, that's where our clinic is, where we go. Bishop Convalescent Hospital. The DMV. Well, they're very polite here. And you don't have to wait all day either. Paiute gas station. You gotta be a Paiute Indian or Shoshone to get a discount on gasoline there. They don't care about other Indians. I always said Indians ought to stick together and take care of each other. But they don't believe that up here. Go to the Indian hospital up here if you're not Indian, you're a non-Indian. upset me one time when I went into the dentistry there. I'd be down in non-Indian. Some beautiful mountains in the background there. Market up here. I believe I showed the little park to you a little bit the other day. We're going to go by the park here now. The Jeep, remember?
That what?
When we tried out our Jeep, this is where I took him and went out across the country there. And going by the hydroelectric plants up here. College. says up here. I'm gonna slow down for that. Aspendale 12 miles, Lake Sabrina 14 miles, South Lake 17 miles. We'll go up here a little way. Jeep trails around here.
You gonna see this over here?
What? What?
See the trail over here?
Yeah, I said all kinds of Jeep trails around.
Yeah.
Recreation area. Further up here, and I'm going to take a little bit on a little bit of a road trip today. This is going up toward South Lake and Lake Sabrina and Aspendale. Deer crossings all over the place. Turkey dinner at Jack's Waffle Shop today. That's what we're talking about. It's real turkey they cook.
If you can get Ziploc.
Yes. Came up into the snow. Must be around 7,000 or 8,000 feet. This is a Bitterbrush campground. You can see how this road goes up there. Be quite a grand view. See some rock formations. These people go around me because they're going to be walking. A lot faster than I am. We're doing a scenic tour here. That's White Mountains on the other side over there now. roads kind of crack. All the ice and snow freezing. And then they took tar in the cracks. And it goes bumpity bump as you go down the road. So it's been a nice little ride, Marilyn. Country of mountains. The mountains straight ahead are 14,000 foot tall. The ones behind us that we're going up there probably went up to about 11 or 12,000. Of course, Mount Whitney is in the Sierra Range and it's 14,600 feet. Down on White Mountain, so we're looking across to it. And remember, that's our front yard from the other side of the mountain. Down on the Orange Valley. There to the left is the buttermills. Buttermill keels. First Avalon we had.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah, about 20 years ago. I remember when I went up there and we came up to Lake Sabine and I said, I closed your eyes. And you opened your eyes and he said, wow. Remember that?
Yeah.
You and Dakota. across to the White Mountains and down on the Orange Valley. Pretty steep grade here. I'm in second gear on an 8-speed. ahead and you see White Mountain. White Mountain is over there, the tallest looking mountain. At one place, 14,252 feet. But the ridge up there is, there's quite a few ridges up there that are 14,000 feet. Thomas and Napoleon here all the time. Big fireplace out there. I used to cook food for them down the road. You can see anything here or not. That's a big creek here, about the size of a river. Right over there. Back the camera over there and do that. We're going to the little park. Isaac Walton Park, County of Inyo. Let's take Thomas and Dakota out here. When Dakota was very little and Thomas was very young, about 6 years old. See, this is just about a river.
I've cooked on these things here several times. Trees and willows. There used to be a bridge right across here. This is where I'd take Thomas and Dakota across that bridge. It's not there now. Wild roses over there. We'd go out there through trails in the woods, and they'd run and play and squeal. That bridge isn't there anymore. That was our little playground out there. The soldier Thomas, if you're watching this, this is where you played when you were young. Over there is that big fireplace and a lot of little barbecue pits around. Hikers come through here, one laying over there asleep. Maybe another one over there asleep. There's restrooms. Water well there. Beautiful neighborhoods back in there. About 20 something years ago up there, I took Marilyn up here, and back in there, we visited a friend of mine, Paul and Gertrude, ham operators that I've talked to for years. And Marilyn saw that place with all the creeks running through it, and she said, "I want one of these." There, looking back up in the mountains, lavender bushes are blooming. There's our old car there. These big black locust trees, some of them. Now we're going from the park down to Bishop again. And all these houses to the left out into there, there's just creeks and streams all over, just running through just about everyone's yard. Going down Line Street into Bishop.
nice country just to take a drive or walk or ride a bicycle in. Lots of cattle. Remember, cattle on a thousand hills are all the Lord's. The cattle in the thousand hills. Trees are beginning to bloom. We had a long winter this year, but I don't think it's over yet. People live here. A lot of visitors sometimes. Pretty soon will be mule days. California down Main Street again. They poured cement and put flowers or something in the middle of the road there. Favorite places to eat there is Carl Jr. Chinese restaurant, pizza factory, and Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Denny's. We just got everything here almost. Harris Martin Final will be coming in here. Pretty soon you'll be seeing mules people packing and riding mules in here from all over the place going down the roads. Here we are at Smart and Final.